You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialized fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. This is the last installment of Girl Reporter from a cookie-cutter superhero series. And this epilogue is a little bit less work-safe than usual, just you have been warned. Girl Reporter Epilogue. A Girl Reporter's Guide to Sky Tower Etiquette. Sexy Times Edition. "Remind me," I said, kissing my way along the bare summer warm hip of my super hot solar powered girlfriend. "Which areas are definitely off limits to the media?" Joey shifted slightly beneath me and sighed. Being around her was like a constant tropical holiday. Last time we went out in the rain, she literally sizzled as she walked. Steam rolled off her skin. "It depends on the media. You, for instance, are very welcome in here." "Here specifically?" I ran my tongue down the length of her thigh, letting my stud rub against her skin. "Here in my room," she clarified. "If invited, I'm sure you'd also be welcome in the other private rooms. Though I'd prefer you to be wearing more clothes, if you do." "You don't like my outfit?" I knelt up so she could get a good view of my Solar Does It in the Sunshine knickers. Best online purchase I have ever made. I bought a pack of 7. From the look on her face, the answer to who wore it best was 100% Friday Valentina. My secret was not to distract from the authenticity of the outfit with any other items of clothing at all. Joey hooked one finger into the elastic and pulled me closer for a scorching kiss. "It's perfect, but a little beyond the usual dress code." "That's fair." We kissed lazily, our mouths sliding back and forth over each other. Her hand dipped deeper, and I parted my thighs for her so she could stroke me, warm and wet. "The briefing room is definitely out of bounds," she murmured, smiling wickedly as I gasped. "And the mission archive." "Yep, totally not going to check that out when you're asleep." I rode her hand slowly, letting the heat build up with every stroke. She supported my hip with the curve of her other arm, watching me like I was the best thing she'd ever seen. "Have I mentioned she's been to the moon? I have a lot of competition for extraordinary things in her life, just saying." "Oh," said Joey with a grin, "you think you're going to wear me out first?" "Let's find out," I suggested, and wrapped myself around her like a multidimensional space octopus. Sometime later, when we were both sweaty and sated and, oh yes, there was that proud, smug look on her face I'd been hoping to see, I flopped down on the sheets next to my hero. "Are the walls of the Sky Tower soundproofed?" It had only just occurred to me to check this vital fact. Joey shrugged a sleepy shoulder. "I guess we'll find out if we get applauded when we go out to the living area." And that's how the Dark became so traumatized he could no longer save the world, I said, into an imaginary microphone. "Back to you at the studio." Joey giggled, and then groaned when a row of bright red lights started flashing across the top of her door. "No!" I reached across to grab her uniform belt, which featured an emission alert chip. Luckily, it hadn't ended up all the way across the room like my solar knickers had. "Intergalactic robot army at the Sydney Opera House. Why do the out-of-town villains always head straight for the most photogenic tourist spots?" "Answered your own question there." Joey rolled out from under me and pulled a fresh uniform from her wardrobe. "Look, this probably won't take long. You can hang out here if you promise not to eat Astra's peach yogurt out of the fridge." No, I said, leaping out of her bed and rummaging through her wardrobe. We'd already learned that we were not built to borrow each other's jeans, but could definitely trade out underwear and shirts. A girlfriend with the same cup size is worth her weight in cosmic eggs. "If you think I'm not going to come along for the ride and film the battle, you have very much misunderstood how this relationship is going to work." Flipping through her casual t-shirts to find one I could borrow, I found one depicting a cartoon of my mother. I hadn't seen this one before, though the art was extremely retro, if not genuinely vintage. The cartoon showed Tina Valentina in a superhero cape, carrying original solar, damsel style. He was wearing a wedding veil. The Dark and several other 80s vintage superheroes were throwing confetti at them.
It was super inappropriate.
It's okay that I have that right, said Joey, getting nervous when I didn't say anything. I thought you'd find it funny.
I do find it funny, I said, stroking the t-shirt, as the glorious relic that it was. And now it belongs to me.
I ducked into her ensuite, with a clutch of borrowed underwear, my own jeans, and my brand new t-shirt. Joey had put out an extra towel for me and sourced a spare toothbrush. I was totally going to upvote her on the weekly poll at Teen Hero Online.
Hurry up if you're coming, she called a couple of minutes later.
I stepped out of the bathroom and came face to face with Solar. She was in her superhero uniform and there was nothing new about that. But she looked so put together and official. It was hard to believe she'd been screaming my name 20 minutes earlier as I buried my face in her. Right now, she looked like she'd just stepped off the front cover of Powerful Role Models for Women with Great Teeth magazine. And if such a publication does not exist, then why not? I was dating a world-saving goddess person. If I didn't already know that she ate cereal for 2 out of 3 meals a day and had terrible taste in Netflix shows, I might be intimidated.
Ready to go, said Solar with her clickbait smile.
Always, I replied, and made sure to grab my phone off the charger. Just to be clear, when the supervillain of the day inevitably catches you and drags you to his lair, I'm going to rescue the hell out of you.
Good to know, said Australia's mightiest.
Right back at you, babe.
We went to work.
You have been listening to Sheep Might Fly, and the Girl Reporter is now complete. Thank you all for listening. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates about everything I do. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. See you next week for the beginning of our all-new final Castle Charming novella, Dead Queen Walking.